From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports for Columbia Green Media that New York Comptroller Thomas P. DiNapoli's fiscal stress monitoring system has found the Ichabod Crane Central School District is susceptible to fiscal stress. Ichabod Crane Superintendent Marie DiGirolamo disagreed with the rating, saying it was the first year they have received any rating other than, and I quote, no designation, end quote. She said, and I quote, Ichabod Crane Central School District will continue its long-standing practice of fiscally responsible and transparent budgeting and accounting to meet the educational needs of our students and community, end quote. DiGirolamo said the district is waiting on $4 million outstanding federal and state reimbursements and state aid, which caused the rating. 16 schools in the state were found to be under some level of fiscal stress, with Ichabod Crane the only school on the list. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Lana Bellamy reports in the Times Union, a state housing mobility program called Making Moves, announced on January 19th, that will expand its services to Orange and Dutchess County in the Hudson Valley. The program gives aid to Section 8 Housing Voucher Program participants to help them move to neighborhoods with higher performing schools and lower poverty rates. The program, which began in 2020, is already in Buffalo, Westchester County, and on Long Island. Baba Holm, Vice President and New York Market Leader for Enterprise Community Partners, which runs the program, said, and I quote, the choice to move to improve your family's quality of life should be one that is available to everyone. We are thrilled to expand access to vital mobility assistance resources to residents of Tompkins, Dutchess, and Orange counties and to help create a more equitable housing future for underserviced communities, end quote. Program helps with counseling, financial assistance, tenant and landlord education, and funds for home improvement and security deposits. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Meco reports in Porcupine Soup that Efron Hernandez of Casa Susana on Rue 23B in Leeds is on the James Beard Awards 2024 Restaurant and Chef Awards semifinalist list. Hernandez and the restaurant are known for their tortillas made in-house. Last year, Esquire magazine had Casa Susana on a list of best New York restaurants in America, saying, and I quote, nowhere in the East Coast will you have better Mexican food than what Hernandez is cooking at Casa Susana. His menu, the squash bottom tortilla and mackerel al pastor and tamal de chocolate, is a moan-inducing marvel, end quote. Casa Susana is at Camptown, the former Carl's Rip Van Winkle Motor Lounge that spent $12 million on renovation and redesign. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.